Welcome back. Little afternoon update here. Some of you guys wanted updates on Ali Aziz Akbar, who goes by the name Ali Alexander in the new media community. But legal name again is Aziz Akbar. And lately his posts on Telegram or Truth Social, or wherever it is that he's still posting, because somebody grabs his posts and reposts them on Twitter, even though he's banned from Twitter. So anyways, Aziz Akbar, according to the Washington Post, according to the Post, which isn't always accurate, federal authorities are finally starting to take a peek into Aziz Akbar's behaviors and activities over the last couple of years. And, don't just take a peek, plunge all the way in, plunge all the way into this Aziz Akbar, my friends in the federal enforcement community. Because what you might find, I'm not a fortune teller, I can't guarantee this to my friends out there listening. No guarantees, but what you might find is basically like a commission or payback scheme, pretty much. It seems like a lot of these big YouTubers and influencers at the height of MAGA, like 2018, heading into 2019, heading into the weeks before J6, before January 6, it seems like there was kind of a relationship between these people where they would refer each other traffic and retweet each other's content. And of course, you're welcome to encourage your viewers and stuff to read other journalists. That's totally normal behavior. But the question here is this actually like an organized crime ring in a sense, where these people are being paid to promote certain messages, right? Like Stop the Steal in the days before J6. Well, Aziz Akbar literally founded Stop the Steal. Stop the Steal LLC. Literally founded it. This guy who's a convicted credit card felon and has some other convictions, believe property theft. When he left prison, he became this MAGA guy and claimed that Jesus Christ personally came to him in a vision. Claimed that Jesus Christ personally came to him and pretty much told him to lead the conservative movement, and told him on top of that to wear orange every day, supposedly a message from Jesus. Well, as I've pointed out before, how certain are we that Ali Aziz Akbar was visited by Jesus Christ? Is that like a claim in the MAGA community that none of us can challenge? Is that just orthodox fact at this point that he was visited by Jesus? Ali, that guy who visited you, did he have long hair and flip-flops and a laid-back demeanor, metaphysically speaking? Or was it a guy in like a well-fitting business suit? Nice short haircut, little red tail sticking out of the back of his suit. Very smooth talker. Was it that kind of guy? Because I'm not sure it was Jesus who told you to wear orange every day. It's like you're being prepared to go back to prison or something. It's like you're the fall guy. But yeah, anyways, this guy is gifted at raising money, gifted at shaking the boomer tree and getting their credit cards. As I was starting to say, he ends his posts on whatever social media he's still on, ends his posts with his name and then the credit card icon. I don't know if that's some subconscious thing where he wants you to donate, or if subconsciously maybe he's guilty about the life he's led. But anyway, if you're a federal investigator, when you look into the money transfers into and out of Ali Aziz Akbar's world, look to see if there are big payments to Jack Posobiec, and a couple of these other influencers that Aziz Akbar has been photographed with over the years. Because my concern, my concern is that this guy was putting out truly subpar content. I watched some of his videos that are still up. It's kind of hard to find them because he's taken most of them down. Watch some of his videos, some of his past live streams and stuff, and it's just truly subpar content. Kind of has a squeaky voice, says something we don't already know, just basically skims other people's Twitter feeds and summarizes stuff. But truly no gravitas, no masculinity, just a little beaker squeaking away. Scammy Davis Jr., as they've started to call him on the left, because he looks a lot like Sammy Davis Jr. But anyway, old Scammy Davis Jr. put out all these live streams that are truly subpar, and you go back through the archives, and you got Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich and others promoting this guy like he really is the future of the conservative movement. This former felon, credit card felon, who then goes to raising money for MAGA-related ventures. And then it comes out wherever the money goes, it might not all be going to where it should go. Right? Stop the Steal LLC. Where did all that money go? The tremendous amount of money that was raised in the days before J6 and in the weeks afterward, where did that money go? And again, was there some kind of influence scheme where these big-time bloggers, some of whom have millions of followers at this point, it's big business. You know, for guys like Jack Posobiec, influencing people has become big business. So my question is very simple. There are either large transfers from Ali Akbar's account to other MAGA-linked influencers, or there aren't. And I'm not talking about like $100 tips. I'm talking about real money. Real money changing hands to promote this little turd and to make him more influential than he would have been otherwise. And so I'm not saying that's illegal, not saying that's a crime, but it certainly would reveal the dynamics of those MAGA years a little bit better. Why is it that Ali Akbar, this credit card fellow nobody had heard of, why was he elevated to such heights by Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec and a handful of others, including Roger Stone? Simple questions. I don't have the answers. And I'm not law enforcement, not a prosecutor, not a Fed, just the person who asks questions on my podcast, on my gradually growing podcast. Have a good rest of your afternoon. And that's it here.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion, and inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.